Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to apologize for not feeling well yesterday. I really appreciate all the emails and suggestions on how to deconstipate me, and all I could say is it worked. So, mama's a happy girl. It didn't work completely, okay? I probably still have 90% more to go, but at least I could breathe. Oh, there's my phone. See, there's another text. That's why from my mom. All right, anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, those of you who are underweight and skinny minis, and, you know, we all kind of make fun of you a lot, and not that I condone bullying, but, you know, for those of us that aren't skinny minis, you know, a lot of times we look at you with a lot of jealousy. We may not want to because we find that heavier people seem to have less of a risk of dementia. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Arizona may be looking at something called cloud seeding, where you, I guess, spray silver iodide to help tackle global warming. We're going to talk about that because apparently the drought that's affecting a lot of us in the Southwest is freaking us out. So can you literally actually spray something, right, to help prevent global warming? We're going to be talking about how nursing home bills keep rising, and now we're looking at an average cost of $91,000 a year. That's like three times more than college. We have Hillary Clinton announcing her presidential campaign on Sunday. Am I the only one where this just doesn't make any sense? Where, like, you know, they're talking about Rand Paul saying, okay, later today Rand Paul is going to make an announcement that he's running for president. Well, wasn't, duh. I mean, if you guys are already talking about it, then why are we waiting for the announcement? Same thing with Hillary Clinton. Everybody's been talking now for 3 days that this weekend she's going to announce that she's running for president. But, well then, why do we even need an announcement? Okay, old news, let's move on. So anyway, we will talk about that. We have Joe Biden hijacking a baby's pacifier and putting it into his mouth. Did he give the pacifier back and infect the baby? We'll talk about that. I don't think he did, but I'm looking at this picture of Joe Biden with a pacifier in his mouth. Some people think it's cool. Some people think it is gross. There's an untreatable tick-borne virus that has been found in Connecticut. We're going to talk about that. Kind of a weird one. And they say it's untreatable. And then we have the first cloned camel. Did you know that we were cloning camels? I did not know. And the world's first cloned camel is now pregnant. Not sure what that means and why we did it. But not why we impregnated a camel, why we, but yeah. So 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, you can always email us with your questions at drdahlia.com or call in at 1-877-362-3254. All right. I don't even know what to hit first. Just really quickly here, you know, thank you guys for the Biden story. Very, very cute. Apparently, I guess he was holding New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's grandson, Jasper Michael Brown Quintana. And I guess Jasper's mother, Georgina Bloomberg, posted a Facebook picture showing the 15-month-old looking at Joe Biden, who has his binky in his mouth. So I guess Joe Biden was sucking on the kid's pacifier. Now, I understand that our tax dollars are not always accounted for, but this is, to me, very helpful in knowing what our, you know, very difficult to pay tax dollars are going for. Biden sucking on a pacifier. Apparently, she wrote, "What's a boy to do when the vice president steals your pacifier?" Both Biden and Michael Bloomberg were attending a Washington ceremony at which Bloomberg was formally made an honorary knight commander of the most excellent order of the British Empire, according to the New York Post. I don't know much about this knightship. I thought, and I may be like, maybe I watched too much Game of Thrones or, but it wasn't like, you know, the knightship. Didn't you have to like be in a battle and, you know, I don't know, sword fight and show gallantry and heroism to become a knight? You know, I mean, I only remember Michael Bloomberg with that big, huge Coca-Cola cup issue. And I know he probably did more, but I just don't understand. I'm like, who gets to be a knight and who doesn't? You would think all the military would be able to get, you know, knighthood. But I guess not. So anyway, very, very germy. To me, not the smartest thing. I love my babies, but I never put their big, soppy pacifier in my mouth. But here's the thing, okay? I may disagree with Joe Biden politically on a lot of things, but he's just one of those guys where he's just a fun man, right? You know, he, you know, will massage other husbands' wives' shoulders. He will make inappropriate jokes. He'll drop F-bombs. And he'll suck on other babies' pacifiers. He's that kind of guy. And honestly, I would like to meet him. I think I would like him on a personal level. I think I would really, really like the guy. But I just don't really understand, though, some of the things he does. All right, so we got Hillary Clinton. Many of you have asked me, what do I think she's going to do with Obamacare? I don't know. Okay, she's going to probably do whatever gets her votes, which is unfortunately what any politician on either side would do. Remember, politicians are not mathematicians. They're not economists. They're not doctors. They are first politicians. Because I can't run for office and say, well, to heck with this whole political thing, I'm going to do whatever the heck I want and last or even get through the election. Because apparently you need money. And whoever's giving you money wants to control some of the things you do. Right? And I don't want to be controlled. Okay, so I would make a horrible politician. So I'm not sure. Right? I don't know where, you know, my guess is it would be more along the lines of Obama than Ted Cruz. Let's just say that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, Ryan writes, Doctor, did Officer Michael Slager have a psychiatric illness, and do police officers have psychological testing on a regular basis? You know, this is interesting. Just to recap, Michael Slager is the South Carolina officer who shot Walter Scott. Many of us have been watching the horrifying video, but very confused about what happened. I'm very, very confused by what the media is showing me, and no one's, you know, I mean, we're seeing this horrifying video. But we're not really getting much else in terms of information. I have not heard that Officer Michael Slager had any quote-unquote psychiatric issues? I don't know. And again, are they going to tell us? I don't know. But what was recently reported was that he might have had a history before of some quote-unquote violence, but no disciplinary issues. All right. Again, I'm not sure. Again, and I'm not really the one that should be answering this. In terms of psychological testing on a regular basis, you ask for police officers? Yeah, police officers do. They have means to be examined. They have means to, if they feel they need help, as well as they do have health screening. And is it as thorough a psychological screening as we wanted the FAA to do? Again, I don't know. I can't answer that. As we talked about the German Wings pilot, what type of psychological testing do they get? They get a physical, a full physical, and a cursory psychiatric exam, but nothing done by a psychiatrist. But can I say something here? Because, again, I have no idea all the details, so I don't know any more than you know about what happened with the Michael Slager, Walter Scott shooting. They showed a video today of Walter Scott in the car. Michael Slager pulled him over for a brake light issue. And then you see Walter Scott want to start leaving the car. Michael Slager said, stay in the car. Then I guess 30 seconds later, he bolts. But there's a witness, by the way, in the car. There's another person in the car who was with Walter Scott. We aren't hearing any of his testimony. We don't know what the heck happened. Where it went from a traffic stop to a tasing to a shooting. But, you know, the one thing I'm wondering that may not be related to this case at all is the physical endurance of our police officers. And are some of the police officers, and again, all the police officers I know, I mean, they are pretty damn fit. I mean, there is no way I would ever try to outrun them. I mean, they are pretty well fit. But I'm wondering if we have a group of police officers that aren't as fit as they should be. Police officers used to be some of the best runners, some of the best athletes, because they would have to outrun suspects. And so when this case first happened, and again, this is a very, very uneducated theory, okay? And again, I don't want to comment on this particular case. But, because again, we have absolutely no idea why it went from tasing to shooting. We're still trying to get that answer. But one theory I'm wondering if it should be explored in general are some of the shootings that are occurring of black men, black women, white women, any of these officer-related shootings, do some of them happen after the officer fatigues? Now, mind you, I'm very, very proud of our police department, and I really respect police, and they're putting their lives on the line, and so I don't want this to be at all insulting by any means, but has it ever been kind of evaluated as when you're trying to, I guess, subdue a suspect, a killer, okay, and you are trying to run him down, and you can't get to him, all right? Are shots then, tasing and then shots, consequential or sequential steps in bringing that suspect down? I don't know. You know, and I'm not saying that in this particular case, Walter Scott outran Michael Slager, so he started shooting. Again, I have no idea. None of us do know what the hell really happened here. So again, I don't want to surmise because I have no idea why he got shot. And, you know, hopefully we'll find out something. I mean, you know, I'm getting questions here. Did the officer have psychiatric illness? I don't know. And I don't think it's for us to sit here and try to guess and theorize when we don't have all the facts. But I am wondering if, as we're hearing that our national security is at stake because we don't have enough men and women physically fit to join the military, are we possibly seeing some of those issues in our force? Okay? Like I said, most of the police officers I see and I take care of in my office, they are cut. They are very, very well trained. very, I mean, they're in great physical shape. But we also have some officers who are starting to age a little bit. And, you know, you have younger people, younger suspects. If they outrun a police officer, what does the police officer have, or what are they legally allowed to do to try to subdue the suspect? And again, nobody's saying they're allowed to shoot or anything like that, but I'm wondering if they're starting to see that more and more, where there's, you know, criminals are more athletically advanced than our law enforcement. I don't know. So, I mean, you can only be young for so long. You can only be, you know, at your physically tip-top shape for so long. So I just think, you know, exclusive of this, I'm wondering if that's been looked at. And what we do need to do to make sure that we have the athleticism needed if we are seeing suspects feel they can outrun the police. I mean, when I grew up, I was always taught you can never outrun the police. That the police will always be able to athletically catch up to you, so you don't run, okay? You know, but, you know, we're watching this video today of, you know, Walter Scott bolting from the car to run, and you just wonder if Michael Slager was able to catch up, and then if possibly that could have been what happened. I don't know. It would be interesting for that sort of theory to be investigated, even though we are still waiting for more and more information. So, again, to answer your question, I have no idea in terms of any psychiatric history, not that I know of. All right. Man, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Great question, guys. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, or write us at drdahlia.com. News broke that a pregnant woman woke up from a coma and was told that she had a baby. I guess she was in a coma for 4 months. And one of the first things she saw was a picture of a baby she had delivered in January. She was apparently 5 months pregnant. It was on her way home from a concert in Nashville with friends when the driver fell asleep at the wheel and hit a barrier. All right. She suffered from traumatic brain injuries, and the doctors had to deliver her son prematurely. He was less than 2 pounds at birth, but is now 6 pounds, 4 ounces, her aunt told the news. Without, I guess, of the mom to awake to name him, the family has simply been calling him Baby L. Oh, that's so cute, Baby L. All right. And then she wakes up from her coma, thank God, is able to see the baby, and this is exciting. Okay, now, she woke up. We still don't know what her prognosis is, but hopefully she'll be able to recuperate and then go home with the baby. Apparently, there's a GoFundMe campaign that has raised over $1,000 for mom and baby. Of course, the family wants to bring the baby home, even though mom is in the hospital. That's so scary. I always get nervous about, you know, my kid driving with others and somebody falling asleep at the wheel. By the way, how many of these falling asleep at the wheel are seizures, are heart issues, are passing out? You know, this idea of somebody falling asleep at the wheel. All right, many of us have been tired. Trust me, when I was doing my 36-hour shifts, going home, you'd start falling asleep at the stoplight, okay? I see how easy it's done. But, you know, I'm always questioned as a doctor how many of these quote-unquote fall asleep at the wheels were actually somebody falling asleep and not a seizure, stroke, heart attack, something else. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. You know, nursing home costs. These are something that we usually don't think about in our monthly budgets, right? You know, we don't think about, well, you know, we're going to have money for nursing them later, et cetera. We used to think about that, but then we're like, nah, we must have some, you know, 401 hiding somewhere, or Social Security will help us out, or Medicare, et cetera. And I'm here to tell you, no, you need to prepare. And it's never too early to prepare. They say the steep cost is rising to the point where now the average bill for a private room in a nursing home is now $91,250 a year. Apparently, the annual cost of care report from Genworth Financial tracks the staggering rise in expenses for long-term care, being reported by CTV News, a growing financial burden for families, governments, and insurers like Genworth. The cost of staying in a nursing home has increased 4% every year over the last 5 years. The median bill was $87,600. That was last year. So now it's up to $91,000. So, $3,500 a year, it looks like it's going up. They say most people don't realize how expensive this care can be until a parent or family member needs it. Now, having grandparents that we had to take care of and having ill family members, one of the reasons why my family never made it past middle to lower income is because we always took care of our family, which is something I would never regret and our family would never regret. But I've seen our family go bankrupt, unfortunately, taking care of other family members. Now, they didn't have long-term sort of insurance policies back then, et cetera. So you just used every dime you had, right, to take care of, to pay for whatever insurance didn't pay for hospice, et cetera, and you just went broke. Nowadays, there's things you can do. Unfortunately, if the family doesn't plan ahead, which is something that I've seen in my family and many of you have seen in yours, if somebody doesn't get the long-term insurance or the extended care insurance, or in my family, life insurance, the rest of the family deals with the bills. And if the rest of the family doesn't want to help, it usually lands on just one. Again, not going too personal, but I've been there, and it's very, very frustrating to the point where now I'm at a point where I have to make a decision to start paying for some of these insurance policies that nobody else is paying for. Now, I guess Genworth sells policies to cover long-term care. I'm sure many places do. I don't want to do a commercial for them. But this report is still interesting, coming from Genworth. They surveyed 15,000 nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and other providers across the country in January and February and found huge differences from state to state. Like, for example, in Oklahoma or the Midwest, nursing home care was about $60,000 a year. Still, I mean, can you imagine? Isn't that like Harvard-type costs? That's more expensive than college. Yet in Connecticut, get this, $158,000 a year. Alaska, median age for a nursing home, this is going to knock you off your butt, $281,000 a year. So many people think Medicare is covering this. They can't. Medicare can't cover a $280,000 bill per year per one individual. According to Bruce Chernoff, president and CEO of the SCAN Foundation, a charitable organization, says Medicare will cover some short visits for recovery after surgery, for instance, but not long-term stays. They say experts say senior citizens wind up spending their savings until they hit their last $2,000, and then they turn to Medicaid. Now, Medicaid pays for more than half of the country's long-term care bill. All right? So I guess what's been happening is people are going broke, and then they're landing on Medicaid. That's not the way any of us should be spending our last days, years, et cetera. And how can this country stay afloat if our baby boomers are one of the biggest bulges of our population, and they are going to be requiring an average of $90,000 a year apiece? That's on average. They say the mounting costs have also pushed many insurance companies out of the business. They say 4 out of 5 of the largest providers have scaled back their business or stopped offering new policies. Even Genworth has struggled under the weight of old policies, right? The more people that are cashing in on these policies, then, you know, they obviously the more the insurance company has to pay. Not that we're all playing a violin for insurance companies, but think about it. If you're spending a couple hundred dollars a month, so let's say you're close to, I don't know, let's say you spend $2,000 a year on your long-term care, and they have to turn around and spend $91,000 a year, okay, they're not going to last, or they're not going to sell those policies. They say less intensive care remains much cheaper than staying at a nursing home. According to Genworth's survey, 1 year in an assisted living facility runs $43,000. That's assisted living. That's a little different from nursing home. A year of visits from an agency's home health aides runs $45,000. Now, some of you are like, wait a second. If we're spending in Alaska $281,000 a year, then that's kind of like a penthouse at the Waldorf. No, it's not. Okay, now, you know, I trained in nursing homes. They're not as bad as you think, okay? I mean, I know, you know, many of us that remember the old nursing homes from the 70s, it was scary. But they're getting nicer. There are private rooms that people could have. The staff is better. You're getting 24-hour care. You're being watched all the time. But, you know, it's depressing, obviously, because, you know, you're roommates and bunk mates. Sometimes if you're not in a private room, sometimes you're the one to find them dead. You know, when I would go to a nursing home, one of the, you know, first things I would screen for after we looked at them medically was, you know, the depression and the stress that many of the nursing home residents have. You know, they're not in their home. They're not in their surroundings. They don't have the privacy that they would like to have. And their surroundings are sometimes very depressing. So it's, you know, when you're spending that kind of money on, you know, not luxury accommodations, and it's not an easy way to, you know, spend your golden years. So what I would recommend is, at this point, no matter where you are, start looking at what are your possible plans for long-term care. Now, I know some of these plans, it's like they last like 10 years or something. So some of us are like, well, we're too young to get them. Okay, you need to be careful. You don't want to buy a plan that expires in 10 years. That's what worries me about life insurance. Get these life insurance plans that then only last 10 years. And then you try 10 years later to get a plan and you can't. So you definitely want to find longer-term plans. I don't know if a lot of these companies offer those, all right, you know, where they want to promise that they will, you know, pay these sorts of fees. But you need to start looking at those, looking at the companies that do those. And just realize that whatever you think you have for retirement may not be enough by any means. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back from break, I want to talk about how I believe it's Kansas who is trying to revamp their welfare system such that they put a 3-year lifetime limit on welfare benefits. I guess we're at the point where if we need to have Medicare or Medicaid pay the money that it looks like they're going to need to pay for aging population and for the amount of our population requiring welfare, states who are supplying the funds for this are starting to really feel under weighted down in terms of what they could financially promise. So we're starting to see states change some of the rules on what welfare recipients could spend their money on. No movie theaters, things like that. So don't go away. We'll be right back and talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Man, I tell you guys, this one is a doozy. I'm on level 394 of Candy Crush. This is a toughie. So, for those of you guys, who went past level 394, any tips or advice? Because you guys are the ones that have been getting me through Candy Crush this whole time, and I, do appreciate it. It is a toughie, though, I have to tell you. I am stumped. Okay, really quickly here. So, welfare recipients in Kansas may soon be banned from spending their benefits on activities like going to the movies or swimming. And they may be banned from withdrawing more than $25 per day from bank machines. They say if Governor Sam Brownback signs the bill, it will become one of the strictest welfare laws in the country. I guess it's one of a number of such measures popping up in states that are trying to reduce fraud and get people off welfare. But opponents say the laws are mean-spirited and hurt the poor. I guess supporters of this Kansas measure, known as the Hope, Opportunity, and Prosperity for Everyone Act, called HOPE Act, says they hope it leads to more welfare recipients getting work. According to Republican Kansas Senator Michael O'Donnell, says that's our goal. I think everyone in this room has the same feeling and same dedication to making sure that Kansans, right, have high quality of life, and you don't have a quality of life if you don't have a job. The measure includes work and job training requirements for those on welfare, known officially as Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF. But the bill also poses new restrictions. Get this, a 3-year lifetime limit on getting benefits, 3 years, and a $25 a day limit on cash withdrawals from an ATM. It also includes a long list of things you can't spend money on, like strip joints, jewelry, casinos, cruises. Now, the opposition, Shannon Kosratis, president of the CEO of the Advocacy Group for Kansas Action for Children, suggests that this is what families on cash assistance do with their dollars, and I think that's a far cry from reality. Apparently, the average welfare recipient gets less than $300 a month in Kansas, and Coastal Radis says most families receiving those benefits are struggling to make ends meet and not planning a Caribbean cruise. They say what bothers her even more is that a 3-year lifetime limit of benefits may not work, because then you get dropped off, and what if you can't find work after 3 years? See, here's what I don't understand, okay? And this wasn't my idea. This was one of my engineer ideas back at, you know, KDWN. Why isn't unemployment alone? Why isn't unemployment insurance later taken out or have to be repaid? Okay, why is the money a give me and not a loan? You know, I like the student loan program with college, all right? The government will help you get through college. You can borrow money, but you got to pay it back. Nobody's giving you anything for free. Okay? You want to borrow something, you pay it back. I get that. That to me makes sense. One thing I suggested was if you're out of work and you can't find a job, then you work for the government. There are tons of things that the government could employ you doing. So the second you lose your job, you immediately report that next day to one of the government offices. You know, many of us try to call a government agency and we're on hold for an hour, right? Or we're listening to on hold music, etc. Obviously, people in the government need people answering phones, okay? It's not like you have to do, you know, very, very heavy lifting, etc. What you would do is you would transfer to a job very similar to what you're doing. There's accountants needed, there's receptionists needed, there's construction workers needed, all right? So there's jobs, physicians, nurses, etc. There are community things, city things, civil, government, places you could work immediately as soon as you lose a job. So technically, nobody is at off work. To me, it would make just perfect sense. Rather than the government hiring contracted workers, you immediately report. If you have a disability and you lose your job on that Friday and you are too disabled to work that next Monday, you have a doctor providing your proof of disability. And although they would have to show the same accommodations that your job did on Friday. They, you know, I just, because people want to work. I don't understand. You know, we're trying to do this whole Obamacare thing, which is a big cluster. Why aren't we having community hospitals? Why aren't we having community clinics? So that, that you know, when you lose a job, you're working there. I mean, the government's paying money anyway through unemployment. The state's already paying the money. So why are you sitting home getting the money? You might as well be at work getting the money, getting paid. Oh, but I need daycare. And this job was closer to my daycare. There's going to be enough government jobs out there where the daycare is still close by. Same pay. You'll get the same pay you did with your job. So there should be absolutely no difference. And I'm not saying all people out of work are sitting on their couch, but I don't understand why Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the Boston Marathon bomber that was shot with the older brother, was receiving welfare for a couple years. How the hell was that happening? And he's sitting on his couch planning killing Americans while he's getting welfare. Put everybody to work. Or if we do it the lone way, then for every, you know, day you receive unemployment benefits, that comes out of your future check. So then people will say, you know what, if I'm going to be on unemployment, let's do it as quickly, as short as possible. So the government provides jobs. It's not just, you know, all right, well, I lost my job, so I'm just going to be on unemployment for a while. Now, what about this idea of this Caribbean cruise thing? Okay, I have no idea if any people in Kansas actually were doing that. My only worry is if it was mentioned, a Caribbean cruise, then my guess is somebody on welfare was caught on a Caribbean cruise. And, you know, it takes sometimes just one person to mess it up for the rest of us. I don't know about this $25 limit. That kind of seems tight. But here's the problem, okay? I don't think the bill was designed to just make fun of people or hurt people or alienate people. My guess is that state is having some money problems. So then we need to decide as citizens, all right, how are we going to handle these money problems? There's only so much money that could be spent. All right? If welfare dollars are supposed to be for food, all right, and government housing is supposed to be for government, I mean, if these things are strictly for what they need to be, life or death stuff, then that's what they should be spent on. If a piece of jewelry, I don't wear jewelry. I don't like to waste my money on jewelry. Yeah, every now and then I like to accessorize with some costume stuff, but I really am not into jewelry. I lose it. I think it's a waste of money. That's why my husband loves me. You wonder why my husband's married to me, because I don't ask him for jewelry. All right, but if this is what they're catching welfare recipients spend money on, no wonder it's going to make a bill that affects everybody. But there's only so much money. There's only so much that they can do. They say the average time a Kansan spends on welfare now is 18 months. And mind you, a lot of my patients who have been out of work, it's hard to go back. It's really hard to go back to work after you've been off. That's why, you know, even in our family, if we are lucky enough to take a vacation, it's no more than a week. Because it is so hard to want to go back and get up early and deal with the boss and deal with the work. And so this is a problem. And, of course, if the media doesn't cover it, we think, oh, the money is just there to be shelled out. And now if the average cost of a nursing home is $91,000 and Medicaid is going to have to be the buttress of this all, no, we're going to run out of money. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about climate change and how a spray is being looked at as a possible remedy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOG-BELLY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From media brainwashing to genetically modified food, forces of darkness are attempting to disempower you. Only you can battle against these forces by choosing mental and emotional wellness. Author Sean Morgan has spent years discovering the most effective methods for self-deprogramming and empowerment using ancient Eastern traditions and modern Western research. Now he's sharing the most powerful insights and practices to those suffering with low energy, low motivation, physical illness, anxiety, depression, and financial scarcity. Big Brother wants you to be docile, obedient, and fearful. By reading The Mastery of Change, you will develop your understanding of neural pattern interruptions, emotional energy cycles, and understand what it takes to break free from victimhood, illness, depression, and fear. Free to read online and available in hard copy and for all brands of e-readers for as little as $1, The Mastery of Change and its 30-day challenge gives you the steps to take now for massive transformation. Learn more at MasteryofChange.com.